Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Wright brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Wright brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Wright brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jimmy Allen.
Right, there he is. Jimmy, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Are you fishing right now?
Nah, man. I'm in a vehicle headed back to Nashville. I actually went fishing the other day.
Okay, I saw that big fish on your Instagram. And I was like, dang, he's...
Yeah.
Where was that?
That was in Delaware. It's a black drum. So in Delaware, we get black drum, and sometimes we get red drum that come through.
I was texting Jimmy last night, and I was like, hey, why don't you come on the show? I feel like our listeners trust you. We can have a conversation because I know you. And so I appreciate you coming on. I was reading your Instagram the other day. I just want to point out something that you said. Jimmy wrote, it's our job as humans to point out the negative treatment of people. It doesn't matter if they look like us or not. If the treatment of them is directly affecting us or not, if we see it and it doesn't bother us, we need to check our hearts. Talk about that, Jimmy. Why'd you write that?
A lot of times it's easy to brush over things that don't affect us directly. Like, you know, say a tornado happens in Nashville and you live in New York, you know, or when you see injustice of people that don't have the same skin color of you. I feel like if you're a human and you have a heart, you know, you should like feel some sort of like, wow, that sucks that they're going through. What can I do to help? And a lot of times, you know, help isn't even really about money or time. It's about making sure you take each day as an opportunity to show love to someone else, just to let people know they're not alone.
You know, something that you and I have talked about a few times, you know, from probably 2-3 years ago until now, is being a black guy in country music. I'm just going to ask you the question just straight up. Like, what is it like being a black guy in a format that's mostly white dudes?
I know for me, you know, growing up where I grew up in Milton, Delaware, you know, all my dad listened to was country music. All my mom listened to was Christian music. So being a part of country music family was something I've always wanted to do, you know? Was I a little, not really nervous, but just I thought about it because not only do I look different, but I don't have the traditional country music sound, you know? I don't wear the cowboy hat. I don't wear the boots, you know? I'm the black guy with crazy shirts, wild jeans, and boots. So I was a little nervous, and I even had somebody one time tell me, hey, you know, I love your music. I love what you do, but I'm not quite sure how to market you. But for me, instead of as a negative, I looked at that as a positive. I said, man, I have an opportunity here to be representation for people that look like me. You know, it lets young kids that look like me know you can do country music if that's what you want to do. You know, you have myself, Charlie, Darius, Mickey Guyton, Kane, Aaron Vance, Cowboy Troy, Tony Jackson, and so many people. So for me, it's been great. And even though there's times where people might be a little hesitant because I look different, you know, country radio made my career. Like, I had no career before country radio, you know, and I always tell people, like, if you ever question country radio, just look at my career. I've been blessed enough to have two number ones, you know, the support from you, Bobby, and it's been great, you know, from my label to the music lovers, man, they've embraced me, and it's the one thing I choose to focus on. I choose to focus on the positive and not the negative. There's more people out there that are willing to love you and accept you than people that won't. And just hopefully through a positive attitude and showing consistent love, the people that might be a little hesitant because you might look different might slowly come around, because it's slowly start to see love is love, you know?
When you watch the protests on television, and we're talking about the people that may be a little hesitant, what would you like for them to hear from you?
When I watch protests on television?
Yeah, because, you know, I sit around and I watch the protests, and I think the protests are wonderful. Love it. I can't get enough of people, you know, speaking to power and providing a message of, you know, hey, we're all in this together. You know, you have a lot of people protesting, and I wonder when you see that, you know, what do you want those same people that are going, man, I don't know, I'm kind of hesitant on this, to know?
You're fighting for, you know, injustice and the way people are treated. You know, I say the best thing to do is whenever you see someone or you hear about injustice, put the face of your best friend or the face of a family member on that person. You know, because think about that, somebody's brother, somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody's father, you know, somebody's son, somebody's daughter that's going through that. And I feel like a lot of times the best way you could do it is put yourself in that situation. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing that people are out doing it right now. And with nothing to do right now, with the quarantine and stuff, you figure there's no distractions. There's no sports. There's no concerts. A lot of people aren't working, so they have nothing to do but really focus on trying to do better with loving people and really listening and learning. You know, I was talking to one of my family members the other day, and I said, you got to understand, people process and learn different. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people have to unlearn a lot of things they've been taught and different ways they view the world to be able to be open to process new things of how it really is. And that's what I had to learn myself, just with different things, kind of how I grew up with my religion and things like that. There were so many things that I just followed because that's what my grandma taught me. That's what my parents taught me. And then when I got older and I started doing my own research and stuff, I found out that some of the stuff I was taught really wasn't the way it had to be, you know? So I just always challenge people to don't just be a yes man and a follower. You go out, do your research, and educate yourself and try to love. And if you love everybody, if you're trying to be a good person to everyone, if you educate yourself and you're open to learning new things, I think we'll see a massive change.
Jimmy Allen is on with us right now.
Well, Jimmy, thanks for coming on to talk about this. And I just want to be an encouragement to you to keep doing it, not only to represent a person of color as a performer, but to be there for fans that are people of color. Because yes. I've seen a couple of country music fans post stuff recently where they've said, yeah, I go to concerts because I enjoy country music and I want to see my favorite artists play. And yeah, I have to Google the town I might travel to and see if racism is big there. Or I might have to go to the concert and know if I stand up and try to sing along that a racial slur might get thrown my way. And so you're representing the fans too. And I just want to encourage you to keep being a voice and keep encouraging others to educate themselves and lean into, yeah, whatever they're feeling. I think you said something at the beginning of the call. Like, if you're not feeling anything about what's happening right now, then you might need to try to look at why, you know?
Oh, yeah. The one thing that I've been just doing with my black friends and my black family, I've been telling them in the midst of wanting to get your point across, delivery is everything, because hateful words don't welcome a listening ear, you know? And you have to give information, give your point of view, but still give people time to process things the way they need to. Because it's not about, the biggest thing isn't about me telling them. The biggest thing is about making sure people can understand and process things the way they need to, you know? Because I could sit here and just yell and yell and yell and nobody understand what I'm saying, and that defeats the whole purpose of what I feel like this movement is. You know, I feel like this movement is big on love and understanding, and it has to be understanding from both sides. And when I talk to someone that might not see the world through my eyes as a black guy, I have to be able to be patient and explain it the way they can understand it. Because at the end of the day, it's just about mutual understanding, and that's what we have to work towards.
Hey, dude, appreciate the time.
Thanks, man.
Good to talk to you, as always.
How are your kids doing?
Oh, they're doing good. Thank you for asking. We're having conversations at home about this as well, and they're trying to understand. But it's good. We need these conversations, and they...
You do.
Yeah, and that I can't, as a white mom, know what they're going to experience in their life. Luckily, they're young right now, but I know when they grow up, that won't always be the case. But I'm trying to make sure this has reignited my desire to make sure I have diverse people around them so that they have someone they can talk to that will understand, because I know I won't.
If they ever need anything, or if you ever want me to talk to them or me to come over and just hang out with them so they can see someone that looks like you, don't hesitate to call me. You have my number. You can get it from Bobby, and I'd be more than happy to do that. That would be great.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice.
All right. Will you come hang out with me?
Of course, Mr. Bones.
All right.
Hey, but you're working like 20 jobs. So.
I know. I got to pay the bills, though. You know how that is.
Hey, I feel you, man.
All right.
Y'all be safe. I appreciate it, man.
Jimmy, good to talk to you, bud. See you later.
I see you.
I was reading a story about a woman, and she had a baby. They were trying to think of a name for the baby. And her husband and both of his parents were math geniuses. So they had decided to name the baby with something with a math reference. They named the baby Cube, C-U-B-E. What do you think the name Cube feels like?
I think it's cute. I don't mind Cube. I've heard more interesting ones that I wouldn't want. Cube's not that bad. But I guess it could be, you know, middle name.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, Michael Cube.
Yeah.
And then call him Cube.
Or QB.
But I just feel like he's getting made fun of a lot with the name Cube. That's how I feel about these odd names.
And then he can just school them in math.
I guess. But then does he have to do math now? No. He's named after math. His dad's math. It's like naming your Michael Jordan Jr. Like now he's got to play basketball. And if he doesn't live up to his dad. But most people online thought the name was ridiculous. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I've heard worse.
If your husband, who was a pilot, said, hey, Amy, babe, this is how he talks. Hey, babe. I want to name my kid Altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Alti.
Aviator.
That's not bad.
What about
That's kind of cute.
Little cockpit.
No.
That's different.
For PC, because it would be flight deck.
Nobody's like, you know, little, hey, cockpit, come here. You wouldn't like that?
Hey, little cockpit, come over here.
No, because I would not want the nickname of that.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm just saying maybe he wanted to name him something after his job. That's all.
No. I mean, what would you do?
I would just call him Mike, but name
microphone.
Him M-I-C. Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
And then people would call him Mike.
That'd be cool.
And it'd be M-I-C.
Wait, are you serious?
There you go.
That'd be a good name.
And
that's a normal name. Hey, speaking of your husband, a caller had asked about pet names. Do we have the voicemail from that caller? Here you go.
Hi, Bobby. I have a question. I need advice. I just started talking to this guy, and he calls me pet names all the time, like Sweetie and Honey, and I like him, but I don't have a good pet name for a guy to call him back. I feel weird. So do you have any advice on cute names to call guys that guys would like? Okay, have a great day.
So yesterday we said, you know, guys don't really care about a pet name, but if you had to pick one, call him Big something. Big Daddy.
It's not
Big Willie.
It's not easy
Big
to
John.
Say. Nope.
So Amy tried this and recorded at the house, right?
Yeah, I just had my phone. He didn't know I was recording, and he was coming out. He had just worked out in the garage, so he walked
out. So he's feeling big.
Yeah. And so I could, but honestly, I couldn't even say it with a straight face, but I tried.
What's the clip here? Is it one
clip? I'm just saying, I'm just trying to figure out ways to say big to him.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Big Papa.
Yeah.
Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. Are you Big Daddy or Big Papa?
Papa.
Do you really want me to?
No. What's up?
Hey, Big Biceps.
That's right.
He likes it.
He likes it.
When you said Big Papa at the first, he was like, can you play the beginning of that again, Raymundo? Yeah, here you go.
Because he was like,
he went like this.
Doing?
He went, Yeah, this okay. is like, this, here we go.
Hey, Big Papa.
Yeah.
See? That's him liking it. And then he felt ridiculous because you kept going?
I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to hear it back. I'm embarrassed to say it. I guess I just need to get used to it.
But listen to the joy okay. from his heart. Like, that was
Stop.
His visceral reaction was to make that noise. Huh. Here you go, one more time.
Hey, Big Papa.
Yeah.
I think it's, it just worked out. And maybe he thought I was implying, like, hey, Big Muscle.
Did you ever tell him he was recorded?
No.
Oh. Sorry, Ben. I had nothing to do with this.
He doesn't know how he reacted until now anyways, but he's not listening, I'm sure.
But don't you now see that we were accurate?
I don't know. I can't.
Play it again, Ray.
I liked it.
Play it again.
Hey, Big Papa.
Yeah.
That's pure joy.
I know, but, oh my gosh, I'm laughing.
He loves it.
I'm
loves
laughing
it.
So hard, I'm crying.
There
and I don't know that I can keep that up. It's hard to say.
Just get used to it. Try it out.
Big Papa.
Hey, Big Papa. But don't laugh about it.
Yeah,
Amy's crying right now.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan.
He was 36 years old when he passed. Survived by his wife, Jerly, and their three children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Lady Antebellum's Dave Haywood shared what he misses most about touring.
I think I just miss face-to-face connection with the fans. I just want to be at a show on stage where I can high-five Charles and Hillary. We're playing our music together, and you can look down and see those first few rows of people singing along face-to-face to your music.
No, it's going to be a while, boys. Yeah. It's going to be a while before people are back having concerts.
High-fiving?
Yeah, they're having it again. It's going to be a while. All right, what else?
Morgan Wallen shared a clip of a new song called Wasted on You.
Thinking about all I've wasted on you. All of this time and all of this money. All of these sorries I don't owe you, honey. All of these miles on this Chevy and prison a few hours.
You just don't expect that voice to come from him when he sings. I like Morgan Wallen a lot. You just don't expect, I mean, he's got a real, real, real rasp about it. Mm-hmm. I was watching one of his TikToks and he's singing in TikTok. He's just straight to his phone with no effect. Like, there's no effect on that either. But yeah, that guy's really good. What else?
And Jake Owen said that spending all of his time at home because of the coronavirus has been a blessing.
I realized when all this stuff went down, none of us were expecting it, but it's almost a blessing in disguise because all this time I've been saying I'm going to take time off and take more time with my family and all this. Like, I don't know that I really would have done that. I just think it was one of those things that I kept planning to do. But here I am now kind of forced to do it.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was these two hikers, 23 years old. They were supposed to go hike for a few days, camp out, and come back. Well, the few days comes by, they don't return. So they send out a search party. Can't find them. 19 days later, they see smoke where they have set a fire.
19 days.
They find them alive.
Man. 19 days. That is a significant amount of time. What was the deal?
There was a lot of fog in the National Forest, so on the first couple days, they got lost where they were going, and then they could never find their way back.
And they did what? Had stuff in their backpacks?
They had stuff in their backpack and just found little snails and stuff to eat.
And for 19 days, they couldn't find their way out? Or did they just stop and say, we're going to build something and let people try to find us?
They stopped, and then they built like a smoke trying to send a signal. Hey, come get us. And finally, they were in the helicopter, and they spotted the smoke.
Which is what they say do. If you're completely turned around and lost, I say stay still if people know you're lost.
I watched one of those I Survived TV shows once, and the guy, same thing happened to him, and he said the problem with what he was doing, he was walking in circles, so he felt like he was going really far, but he wasn't going anywhere.
I don't have the patience, so it's the same thing like if a bear were stalking me, I would just be like, I know I'm not supposed to run. I'm supposed to calmly walk, but I'd be like, you know what? Screw it. And I would take off sprinting and get eaten. The same thing here. I would just be like, no, I'm fine. But what you do, here's the thing, though. Having lived a large portion of my childhood in the woods, you look tree to tree to make sure you're not going in circles. Mm. So if you're trying to walk out of a place because you can't get turned around, you look at that tree, you walk to that tree. It's if you don't have a compass, right? We're assuming you don't have a compass. You walk to that tree. You make it, as soon as you get there, you find another tree the same. You walk to that tree.
Okay. But even if we do have a compass?
I mean, it just shows you're walking straight.
Oh, okay.
Like in one direction,
yes,
you're not going
more so than going
direction.
Okay, side to side.
I didn't know. I was like, aren't we supposed to walk towards
north?
Yeah.
Well, that's when you get in trouble. If you're going to, you want to go a straight line regardless.
Okay.
Okay. All right, there you go. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. An 80-year-old man was headed to the beach, get some sunshine, nice day out, and he's reversing his Dodge Challenger into a spot, and he thinks he got the perfect spot, gonna hit the brake. Instead, he hits the gas over the parking thing, down the beach, right into the water.
He's how old?
80 years old.
Now, the question is 80 a bonehead or is 80 just old?
I know. That's where I don't know.
I'm going to say not a bonehead, probably just a little too old to be. I mean, I'm looking at the car. It's deep in the water. But again, I'm going to go with old, not a bonehead. Amy?
Yeah, I think I got to go with old.
I
hope at 80 I could still drive.
Are you committed to still calling him a bonehead, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I mean, if he's well enough to drive and he's got a nice car, so the 80-year-old looks like he bought a brand new car, so he plans on driving for a while. And
your segment.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Let's play Elder versus Millennial. First up is our Elder Eddie.
Let's go. 41 years old.
That's right. You were born in
1979.
So he'll get questions if the 90s kids know. Morgan, number two, you're the Millennial. You're born when?
1993.
Dang. You guys are like...
very many years apart.
How? Eddie, you ready?
Come on.
These are questions that Morgan would know the answer to. Who played Carly in the Nickelodeon show iCarly?
I can see her face, but I don't know her name. Her name is Barbara...
Morgan, do you want to steal that?
Miranda Crossgrove.
Say it again.
Miranda Crossgrove.
I got to say incorrect.
Oh!
Is it Cosgrove?
It's Cosgrove.
Is that not saying that? I think it's a cross.
You said
cross
twice. Yeah. Say it again.
Miranda Crossgrove?
What are...
She's saying
it's,
the R.
It's spelled G-R-O-S-V-O-E or something like that. Crossvote. Cross...
Yeah. We can't give it to her, right, Mike? Even though she is not saying it.
I mean, she knows it, though.
Say it again. Say
Miranda
Cosgrove. Miranda
Crossgrove.
Hold on, whoa. Say Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda Crossgrove.
You just can't say it. Wow.
Wait, are you hearing what he's saying?
Say Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove.
Okay, you can't have it, but... Oh.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I'll just take the L on that one.
Yeah, okay.
That's rough.
Eddie, who sings this song... Friday. Here's a hook.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's
guys, this song's kind of a jam. That's Rebecca Black.
That's correct. Good. What phrase do millennials use, Eddie, that means to return a diss, particularly one related to a beef or a feud?
Say that again.
To return a diss, particularly one related to a beef or feud.
Oh, okay. Like you talked about my mama, and boom, I'm going to return that back to you. That's a whiplash.
Oh, the old whiplash. Whoosh. All the kids whiplashing. That's incorrect. Mm. Hey, Morgan.
I don't think I know it. Slam?
No, clap back.
Oh, dang it.
Hey, Morgan, say the girl's name again, who's in iCarly.
Miranda Cosgrove.
Wow, you just can't say that, huh?
I don't know why. The C and the R together just really messing with my meds.
Eddie got one. Morgan got zero. Wow, Morgan, over to you now.
Okay.
These are all Eddie questions. He will know, but you need to get. What was the name of Michael J. Fox's character in Back to the Future? You ever see those movies?
I know the title, and I know there's a car in them. I don't think I know any characters. Jeffrey.
Incorrect. Eddie?
What's the question again?
I just asked it 10 seconds ago.
I know.
What was the name of Michael J. Fox's character in Back to the Future?
Marty! McFly.
Correct. Morgan, over to you.
Okay.
What's the name of the PBS Kids television show hosted by LeVar Burton, which encouraged kids to read? What's the name of the PBS Kids television show hosted by LeVar Burton, which encouraged kids to read? Is there a clip? Don't hit it because it's in the actual clip.
Okay. Dang it. You know, I don't know, but I'm just going to go with Laverne and Shirley, even though I know that's not correct.
LeVar Burton?
You said that LeVar and then Laverne and Shirley just stayed in my head.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Eddie?
That's Reading Rainbow.
Oh.
Butterfly in the sky.
Yeah.
I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere.
There you go.
What a jam.
That's here. One more, Morgan. Okay. Stevie Nicks is best known for her work as songwriter and vocalist for what band? I'm going to play you a clip of the band. Here you go.
Go your own way.
Go your own way.
You can call it another.
I'm going to be so mad when I hear this. These are so deep in my subconscious that I can't find the words.
Is that it?
It's really, it's like in there somewhere. I just can't find it, you know? I don't know. Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Interesting. Incorrect. Eddie.
That's Fleetwood Mac.
That's correct. And a sweep 4-0. Yeah! Eddie, you are the winner. The Elder wins today.
Woo! I'm back, baby!
Overall, the season is at Morgan 3, Eddie 2. So you're still in the game, but nice job today.
Thank you, man. I'm trailing, but I'm ready to take this over.
There he is. Hey. How would I get this
and then we'll talk down.
You guys can call us anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. Here's Brian from North Carolina.
Hello there. This is Chase Gibblebill, businessman doing business deals, trying to make that money. How you doing today?
A little slower paced than you are, but fine, thank you. Lunchbox, I literally cried listening to that segment. I listened to it over and over, and I bet I listened to it 100 times. That was hilarious. You guys are great. I'm a truck driver working at night trying to feed that family.
Making that business. What is it again?
Businessman making business deals trying to get that money.
So Lunchbox called and tried to buy Tom Brady's Escalade. Didn't have the money for it, really. Couldn't even get Tom. But you can listen to that back on the podcast. Lunchbox has another one coming up in about 30 minutes where he calls the zoo because they have animals that have escaped. But the animals are like squirrels and butterflies.
Oh, my gosh.
So that'll happen in about 30 minutes or so. So we'll do that coming up. Appreciate that call, though. Thank you very much. By the way, Lunchbox, how are you feeling after the lemon juice challenge yesterday?
Guys, all day long, my stomach just felt uneasy, uneasy. And we go for a walk around the neighborhood. I had to leave my wife and run back to the house because I had, I don't know how to say it.
Diarrhea.
You had to go to the bathroom.
Explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah, diarrhea. And so. I had it twice.
Mm-hmm. I told y'all that was going to happen.
Well, Eddie and Lunchbox tried to drink a liter of lemon juice yesterday. Lunchbox won $50.
Yeah.
You got it, right?
I got it in my Venmo. What up?
Which, by the way, Venmo's changed the world for me.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just pay people now all the time. Sometimes I just see friends and just send them a dollar. And also, let me say this to listeners. You guys send, they Venmo me money, and then I feel the pressure to, I have to find places to give it.
You can't keep it.
Right. I don't, and so I'm always, I'll just look at my Venmo, and I'll have like $93 from different listeners throughout the day. I'm not even sure what my Venmo name is. Do we, what is my, what is it? Bobby Dashbones. Anyway, so now I have all this pressure on. Hey, stop Venmoing me money. I'm saying it now. Thank you very much. That was fun. We did masks. But right now I'm not asking for it. So you don't have to Venmo me anything. Mm-hmm. I'm good. But Lunchbox got his money. He was sick from all the lemon juice.
Oh.
Eddie, you drank close to a liter. Were you sick yesterday?
No, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe my body needed it or something. Nothing changed. Maybe, like, that was the cleanse that my stomach needed at the time. But I was like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it never did.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Well, yeah. Good, good. Well, and by the way, yeah, just take the... I appreciate it. I'm looking now. I have another $7 from this morning in Venmo just from people.
Already this morning?
Yeah, and I try to get rid of it as soon as I can. I try to push it to good things, but I don't like that pressure anymore. And how do people not know I would just steal it?
Yeah, you could easily.
I could easily. But if I was, I wouldn't say how, you know, I could. I would just, anyway, thank you very much. You know, we did on Twitter, I think she's almost there, this girl hit me up and was like, hey, my dog tore its ACL. You see that?
Oh, yeah. What is up with that?
Well, the last I looked, she needed $3,000, and so I donated and said, hey, here's her link. And then the last I looked, she was like $2,600.
Oh, well, you just need 400 people to Venmo you a dollar.
No, don't Venmo me. You can go to her page. No, don't do that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What is happening here?
I don't know. I was just trying to help.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time.
And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Let's go over to Morgan number 2 with Food World.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number 2.
I'm pretty excited about this because I used to eat these all the time. They're Necco wafers, and they're set to make their return after a 2-year break.
That's old people candy.
I don't know what those are.
Explain to Amy what Necco wafers is.
They're literally like the wafers. If you saw the packaging, you'd remember them. They're the original candy wafers.
And they're in a little package, kind of a clear package. Yeah. They're all slightly different color, but they're all...
But what do they taste like? Like Smarties?
Like nothing.
They have different flavors. They come in lemon, lime, orange, clove, cinnamon, wintergreen,
clove?
Licorice.
Anything that's clove flavor?
Ew, licorice? Ew.
Yeah, it's... Ugh. Back in the 20s, I think it was all the rage. The kids would get together and have Werther's and Necco's. And,
yeah.
So they're bringing back old people candy.
Yep, they're coming back this summer. They'll be on all store shelves.
Well, let me say this, that I think people unfairly hate on Werther's Original. I still love Werther's Original, an old person candy. It's just caramel. It's hard caramel. It's just the packaging that makes it not good.
Oh, it's good.
So maybe Necco wafers are unfairly being criticized for being old people candy because they were around back in the day. In Eastern culture, we appreciate elders. Mm-hmm. But it is old person candy. Are there any other candies that the kids now look at as old people candy? Like, for example, Laffy Taffys. I wonder if, like, a 10-year-old would go into a store and see a Laffy Taffy and go, that's old person candy.
No way. They have jokes on the inside.
Again, but they're jokes like you tell.
Oh. Corny.
Okay. Candy cigarettes. When we were kids, probably an old person.
They don't make those anymore.
They don't think they'd sell those anymore because it's just not.
I've seen them, though, occasionally.
Oh.
I mean, they must be black market.
Oh, my kids still love Fun Dip.
But is that an old person candy or no?
No.
Oh.
My kids
love
it.
They keep it fun.
Lemon Heads?
That might be.
Maybe older.
Yeah, because there were boxes in the store. We would have those. Airheads?
I see them a lot during Halloween.
They're good.
Pez?
Oh, my kids love Pez.
Okay.
So do mine.
Jawbreakers?
Probably gone away.
Think they're lame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're...
Where's Bitto Honey?
No, that's... Oh,
that's gone.
It's so good.
All right. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, there you go.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So CNN and Sesame Street are going to host a town hall addressing racism. The 60-minute special called Coming Together, Standing Up to Racism, a CNN Sesame Street town hall for kids and families, will air on Saturday, June 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern.
The Sesame Street special they did on Corona was really good.
Yeah, really good.
Because they don't talk down at kids because they're puppets. They talk to kids. It's pretty interesting to see.
Yeah, and they're going to have commentators, moderators, experts on with the characters, and they'll be addressing questions that are sent in by families.
Like, oh, cool.
Real questions from real people out there.
Not from puppets.
Not from puppets. And they pivoted to make this happen. This wasn't originally their second. They had another town hall plan, but they made this priority.
Cool.
Which is awesome. The writers of Fuller House have finally addressed the absence of Aunt Becky.
She's in the Big House, kids.
The role played by Lori Loughlin. You know, she wasn't invited back to the Netflix show for the fifth season after she was arrested and had a fallout, the whole college admission scandal situation. And writers addressed it on the 15th episode. It was a conversation between Uncle Jesse and DJ. And pretty much Aunt Becky is in Nebraska helping out her mother.
Mm, that's all they said.
Wow.
And it was just like a passing conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's in Nebraska with her mom. Yeah.
I know she hasn't been here for 15 episodes. We haven't addressed it at all, but...
Yeah. That's like dad's on vacation.
Yeah.
Lori and her husband, Massimo, they pleaded guilty last month to conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud, and they are awaiting sentencing.
Yeah, she's not going to get much, like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I know. What else?
I have the most popular hobbies for kids these days. And
number one, YouTube. Number two, video games.
Nice.
Well, I have the top 10, and they're all inside.
They are?
Yeah.
So give me 5 to 1.
Okay. 5 is watching streaming services.
Okay. So
nailed it.
Both of those, actually. Go ahead.
4 is video games.
Yeah. Ugh.
3, thank goodness, is reading books.
Wow. I'm surprised books are that high up there.
You could do that. Laying in the backyard.
Yeah, you can be outside doing that, yeah.
Sure. 2 is watching YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 is watching the good old-fashioned TV.
Dang, they still make those? Said every kid.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, yeah, we got to get outside.
Yeah, we can do better.
Yeah.
You know, the younger you are, the more you watch long-form streaming television on your phone. Like, I know some kids that are kids of some of my friends, and they watch all their shows on their phone. That's going to be too small.
Yeah.
But they watch all the... I have friends who have kids who watch all the episodes of The Office. They just watch it on the phone every day. I don't, unless I'm on an airplane, I'd rather at least watch it on my laptop.
I do a lot of stuff on my phone.
I watch videos, but a 30-minute show on your phone on purpose, I'm going to choose my laptop or a TV.
Yeah, I know.
But I think that's just how old you are.
Yeah. I guess I'm just young.
You're just so young.
Yeah, so young. Can't help it.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So the story is just so cute. There's a 7-year-old named Curtis Rogers, and he found out that his nanny, Miss Rachel, her prom got canceled. So he hadn't even seen her in 2 months because of coronavirus, but invited her over, and he had set up a socially distanced prom situation for her. He had music playing, like her favorite songs. He set up a table and had Chick-fil-A and the food and the flowers and all the things. She got, he wore a tux. She got to wear her dress, and it was just really special. That's and nice. Thoughtful.
That is, it's thoughtful. That's it right there. Mm-hmm. Not the greatest situation, honestly, but it's a very thoughtful one.
And honestly, it was her favorite foods. I don't know if I heard somewhere else it was Chick-fil-A, because now I'm not reading Chick-fil-A, but I'm sure it, Chick-fil-A would be good.
Maybe even better. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. That was Tell Me Something Good.
Going to listen to a voicemail here from Belinda from Albany, Oregon, right outside of Portland. Here you go.
Hi, Bobby. I don't know how long you guys have been on up here, but for at least 4 or 5 months, I've been listening to you. The first time I listened to you guys and heard Amy's positivity, you're just giving kind souls. Eddie is funny as all get out. I love you all. Bye.
Thank you very much. Well, let's take more of those calls, I'll be honest with you. Let's load those up. Thank you. Thanks for listening to us in Portland, too. We're still really new up there, so we appreciate that support and that encouragement. We love it. All right, let's go over to Amy now and get the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why are basketball players messy eaters?
Why are basketball players messy eaters?
They're always... I don't know.
Say it. Say it.
It's funny.
Say it.
Come on.
Are they?
Say
yeah,
it.
Come
it,
on.
They're always dribbling.
Yeah, yeah. Dribble. Comes from their mouth.
That was the morning corny.
One of the rare times Amy quits a joke right in the middle of it, and then we have to encourage her across the finish line.
Because, I mean, I liked it, and then when I started to really say it, I thought, I was already anticipating that you're going to be like, oh, that was lame.
Don't do that. Be confident.
The purpose, yeah. The
I know.
The purpose is, that of course, they're lame. They're
but
lame.
I don't always think that they're lame. I like them.
All right, Lunchbox, what's going on here?
So I called zoos across the country because, frankly, a lot of zoos are closed right now. But the ones that were open, I would call them and I'd be like, oh, I'm enjoying the zoo today. But I'm over here by this animal and, oh, my gosh, one of the animals got out. And then they're like, whoa, what do you mean animal? And then I tell them what animal got out.
It's always an animal that isn't really at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Here's clip number one.
Hey, how's it going? I'm walking around the zoo, and I'm out here by the alpacas. And I got to say, I love your zoo, but I just saw, I think an animal got out of their cage.
An animal got out of their cage?
Yes, ma'am. I saw a squirrel run by, and I was like, oh, no, I got to call the front desk.
A squirrel?
Yeah, a squirrel. Like, I don't know if someone let it out or opened the cage, but I don't know if you want to come get it or what do I do?
Squirrels aren't kept in cages.
Oh.
Yeah, they're okay.
What if the alpaca gets it?
The alpaca won't get the squirrel.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's funny. She's nice. Okay, here he is calling a different zoo.
Yes, ma'am. I just walked by the reptile exhibit. You know, now I'm getting something to eat. And I think one of the reptiles got out.
What is it?
Well, I don't know how long it's been here because it's made its own web and everything. So... like, I got my family away from there as fast as I could, and I called you immediately because I couldn't find anybody in the park. So I don't know if you want to shut it down, where we need to go. But, yeah, there is a spider that definitely is out of the reptile exhibit.
There is actually a lot of spiders throughout the park that sometimes come out. But I'll definitely let somebody know just in case.
Should I try to grab it?
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
This poor girl. He also said in the first part of the call that a reptile had escaped.
Right. It's not a reptile.
It's not a reptile.
It's not a reptile.
Here's one more. Lunchbox calling zoo saying animals escaped that should never be in cages to begin with.
Oh, I'm having a great day at the zoo today. It is beautiful. And we're over here by the elephants. And whoa, one of the animals has gotten out of their cage.
What animal, sir?
It's a beautiful butterfly. Like... it's really pretty, but I don't know who let it out or what, but oh, the elephant almost stepped on it. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Like, can you send someone? What do I need to do?
Yes, I'm sending someone. Actually, I'm coming out there right now.
Okay.
I'll see you in a minute.
All right. Thank you.
Oh. She knows. She got on. It was somebody messing with her. All right. There you go. Nice job, Lunchbox. That's funny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, crew. I'll play you the theme to a TV show from the 2000s. All you have to do is name the show. Write your answers down. This one's easy. It's the example. Do you know this TV show?
Oh,
come on.
You all know that one.
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Friday Night Lights.
Good. There you go. Are you ready? The game starts now. Up for grabs. This quarter.
Oh.
That's okay. Right. Hey, all right, here we go. Song number one. Name this TV theme show song, whatever, for the 2000s. All right. Hold your answers up. Say them out loud. 1, 2, 3.
Breaking Bad.
Nice. Breaking Bad it is. You're all still in the quarter. Still here.
Yes.
Oh. Name this theme song. Number two. Nobody is writing right now. Wow.
Oh, you're already ending it?
That's the whole song, basically. We'll do it one more time.
Oh, I know that.
All right, friends.
What?
1, 2, 3.
Modern Family. I watched the show and I can't even think of
it. I had Big Bang, but that has
sound
words.
Like it.
That has words.
Big Bang is our whole universe is in a box.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Play that again, Ray. This is How I Met Your Mother.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
like Lunchbox's show too.
That's why I was picturing Charlie Sheen in my head.
Yes.
But I didn't know if it was that or because Denise Richards is on Real.
No, that's Housewives. 2 and a Half Men you're thinking about.
Oh, what did he say?
That's How
it?
I Met Your Mother.
A different show? Okay.
Yeah. Phew. Yeah. All right. You're all still in. Number three.
All right, good.
All right. Let's go to Lunchbox first.
Okay, good. Man, I think that's Dexter.
Eddie?
I'm going to go with Mad Men.
Amy?
Mad Men.
The answer is Mad Men.
Yeah!
Never seen it.
Me either.
Right. Lunchbox has been eliminated. Let's go with number four. Write your answer down. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Hannah Montana.
Nice. You're both moving on to the next round. Still up for grabs.
What was Miley singing?
25 cents. Number five. Name it. You guys in?
I'm in, dude.
You're in?
Oh, yeah. 100%, Amy. I'm going to get this right.
I know this. I know that I know it.
A little bit. I'll wait till you put an answer. Go ahead.
A little bit what?
Nothing.
Yeah. A big hint, whatever you're about to say.
Mm-hmm. 5 seconds.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy, what do you have?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Eddie?
It's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh!
Because in our mixtapes I did yesterday, Frolic is the name of that song.
Yeah, we just heard it.
Yeah. Okay. This one's, there's no one gets this next one. I don't even know why you play it, but we'll give it a run.
Okay.
Here you go. What TV show is that from the 2000s?
I'm in. Yeah.
Who sings this?
Remy Zero. Is that right?
I don't know. Sometimes I play on my college radio station through Alternative. The Switch 91.1. Here we are. It's me, the Bob Man.
And I think there's a connection here between artist and show.
Really?
I think so.
Amy, do you have any idea?
I have a guess.
What is it?
Angel?
Uh-uh. Eddie? For the win.
Maybe I'm wrong. Charmed.
No.
Yeah, I guess you're wrong.
Oh, that's the same band in Charmed? No, yeah.
Because he was with Alyssa Milano.
Oh. No. That's Smallville.
Smallville.
Yeah.
We had the network, right?
CW.
All right, the next one. Can you name this TV show by the theme song from the 2000s? How you guys feel about that one?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
I'm in.
You're in?
I mean, I'm in.
100%?
No.
What percentage would you say?
Five.
5%. 5%, okay. Eddie, what do you have over there?
I have nothing. Hold on.
3 seconds.
Okay, 3 seconds. Let's go with the...
Time.
Okay.
What do you got?
One Tree Hill.
Amy?
Parks and Rec?
Well, one of you have it right.
Dang it, she's got it.
I don't know.
Amy got it.
Oh, oh my God!
There you go. Here's your quarter.
Oh.
There you go. Nice job.
Thank you.
There she is, big winner. Dang, how do you feel about that? Hey, Ray, play number 12. Amy, do you know this one?
That's the OC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that dude went to your high school.
Yeah, Ben, whatever.
McKenzie.
Benjamin McKenzie.
No, the main
blonde
actor
guy.
In the OC.
Oh, wow.
Except for that wasn't his name in high school. He changed it for Hollywood. It
like, oh, he did?
Benjamin something else.
Buttons?
No.
Then he's in Gotham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doing pretty good for himself. Amy, congratulations on your win there.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature. I'm talking about firmness. I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
They talked to a lot of adult men and said, hey, will you dance? And they're like, nah. Like, will you dance if you drink? They're like, yeah. 8 out of 10 guys said that they do not dance unless they've had at least 2 drinks. Now, I don't drink, but I dance like crazy. I love dancing. It kind of is the equalizer. Everybody can get out and do their thing. It kind of doesn't matter. Will your husband dance at all?
He does not. I mean, he struggles with that. Even when we have dance parties in the kitchen with the kids and nobody is around, he's very self-conscious, but occasionally he'll do it.
What is his dancing like?
He's good at like two-stepping.
Yeah.
But if it's like we're listening to pop music and the kids are dancing, he just kind of
moves his shoulders.
Like, yeah, and just shuffles his feet back and forth. It's nothing. I wish he would be a little bit more free. Like, who cares? Nobody's watching. Just feel your body.
Do you think in the military, him and all his boys that are break down and just dance?
Not him.
No,
I hope. I wish. That would be way more fun. Sometimes I'm like, why do you have to be such a party pooper about the dancing? But yeah. I get it. That's rude of me, but.
Amy, did you talk about letting your kids pick their punishment at some point?
Did I?
Well, here's a voicemail from Paul.
Don't let them pick their punishment, because if they say, oh, I wasn't going to ride the bike anyway. So what you do is you assign a punishment to a number and let them draw a number out of a hat, or put each punishment on a wheel and you spin the wheel for a punishment. So then you never know what you're going to get. Go to bed early, no watching TV, can't play with your friends, no movies. So just a better idea than them picking their own punishment. All right, man, you all have a blessed day. Bye.
I tell you, that makes punishment fun.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, I'd want to get in trouble to spin the wheel.
No, but if that landed on go to bed early, my kids would be so bummed.
But that you would land on spin that wheel. That would be awesome. And can you imagine drawing in the hat? There's always an excitement.
Yeah.
Like, you put all the punishments in a hat.
I know.
But one of them is wild card.
Oh, and what does that do?
Whatever. It could even be something fun. But if they drew a wild card, they got no punishment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm. That guy's onto something there.
Interesting.
I saw that completely different.
Right?
I don't even remember talking about
that. Who knows? It probably something came up with my kids, and I was going to do something, and you were probably like, no, you should let them do this.
Well, love that call. Paul, thanks. You guys can call and leave us voicemails. 877-77-BOBBY. I know you talk about your kids a lot in your podcast. Amy has a podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown. One of the things on this podcast is Dr. Beverly Tatum. She wrote, what book she write?
Why Are All the Black Kids Sitting Together in the Cafeteria?
Did you read that?
And Other Conversations About Race. I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I'm listening to it. I'm reading and listening to three different books right now. So.
I do that and I get too confused and I never finish any.
Well, they're all around the same. They're all based on race, the same topic. So I'm consuming all the information I need. But she's a psychologist that came on to just have an honest talk about race and what we can be doing better. I told her my audience is predominantly white and I want to know what we need to be doing. And she has the psychology behind why we've grown up not talking about it. Because a lot of us grew up with the thinking of we don't see color. And she's like, we need to be talking to our kids, whether they're 3 years old, 13 years old, or 30 years old, that they're all different kinds of colors and color exists and we need to explain why. And she's great. She has a great TEDx talk too. She's awesome.
Check out Four Things with Amy Brown. That's her podcast. And Dr. Beverly Tatum is on and is one of the things. Someone asked me yesterday in an interview what my big takeaway was from the protests. I don't like to highlight the riots as much because I think the protests are right on. The riots for me are a little tougher when you see people just busting in stores and running out with stuff.
Right.
My biggest takeaway is there are a million ways that you can actually be involved and none of them are wrong. And you can go at your own pace and don't let people shame you because you're not going at the pace that they are or that they think you should be.
Correct.
You know, I think we're seeing that on social media too. People are like, well, you're not doing this enough. Well,
that has to stop.
But also, you don't know what I'm doing that's not on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But there are just a million ways that you can help. And I love options. You can donate. You can tweet. You can talk with your friends.
Yeah.
You can volunteer. You can do all these things.
That's one thing she discussed. And another friend, my friend Brittany, she's black. She's on the podcast too. And she said, do you know what I need from my, she has a lot of white friends. And she said, do you know what I need from my white friends right now? She's like, I appreciate the text. You checking on me, making sure I'm okay. That's great. Which that could be something you do. That's one step in the right direction. She's like, but I need my white friends to talk to their other white friends and be like, hey, are you seeing what's on the news right now? How do you feel about this? And then get their check their temperature on where they are. And if they're not, if they're struggling with it, y'all have meaningful, real conversations about it instead of ignoring it with each other. White people need to be talking to white people about it. And that's what she said. She goes, she said straight up, that's what I need from my white friends.
Yeah, we got to chill out on all the social media, though. Everybody calling each other out for...
Right.
It just keep... What's happening is the culture has gotten so, you know, pointing fingers that you're not doing this, you're not doing this, and it makes people not want to do anything because mm-hmm. why would you want to get yelled at for doing something when people say you're not doing enough? It's easier to do nothing.
Yeah. Because that person you're claiming to do nothing, to your point, could have just made a donation to an organization, just downloaded a book to educate themselves. They could have just sent a text message to their black friend to say, hey, I don't understand what you're going through right now, but I'm with you. You don't know everything everybody's doing. So yeah, just calm down.
And just in general with life too, like you don't know the struggle somebody else is going through at the time either. So, you know, you've heard it said before, everybody's going through their own issues right then. So yeah, check it out. Four Things Amy Brown. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool podcast.
Oh, well, thank you. I pivoted. I had a totally different episode planned for this week, but decided to pivot to focus on what's super important right now. And I'm thankful for it. I've got a lot of all guests for it, and it's got a lot of good information.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Rob Kenny from Kent, Washington is now called the Internet's dad because he started a YouTube channel called Dad, How Do I? And he basically started it for children that don't have father figures in their life. And it teaches them how to do things around the house, little DIY projects like...
That's cool.
Fix your tire, how to fix a running toilet, or how to tie a tie even. Oh. So it's pretty cool. And then he said that he didn't have a dad himself. So now that he is a dad and he has his own children, he wants to do this for all the other dadless people out there.
I should go subscribe, huh?
Love that.
But no, we're really though, like how did you learn some of this stuff?
You figured out. I guess the internet wasn't prevalent when
well,
I was
able to read coaches books. Coaches and church people.
Yeah, a little bit of that. But sometimes I was even too embarrassed. Like, I learned how to tie a tie.
Mm-hmm.
No, I faked it until the internet. I got clip-ons or made an excuse.
Yeah. You don't think about that stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't know how to shave. No one taught me to shave. So I had a beard when I was 11. Full beard. I didn't. But I just didn't know how to shave. That's great. What's his name again? Do you know?
Yeah, his name is Rob Kenny.
Rob Kenny. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So there's a place you can put up a picture and go, hey, roast me. And all they do is make fun of you. And so I put up a picture of my house. I'm just holding up a sign that says roast me. So I did it. Eddie, Lunchbox, and Raymundo. However, Raymundo, our producer, got taken down twice.
Yeah, I don't know. One of them, I had my shirt off. I get that. The other one, I was just wearing a tank top. Nothing wrong with that pic.
They said potential Photoshop. So you're out. Good for you. I'll give you my top five first. Drum roll, please. Number five. Looks to me like a midlife crisis Johnny Knoxville.
Nice.
Number four. Looks like what happens when a famous actor turns into a drug addict, except you'll never make a comeback.
Oh my gosh.
Dang.
What?
Number three. I'm sure you tell everyone you're using this downtime during quarantine to finally finish your screenplay, but we all know you're just stalking preteen YouTubers all day.
Okay.
Number two. You look like the end result of a nerdy guy who got rejected a lot in school. Somehow found success, made money, doesn't know how to function as an adult, will be going bankrupt in the very near future.
It's kind of... Except the last part.
Kind of true?
And then number one, the number one roast on me, you look like Ryan Seacrest made love to Drew Carey. And I'm the baby.
That's funny, dude.
There you go. Those are my top five roasts. All right, let's go over to Eddie, your five roasts when you posted your picture.
Oh, boy. Well, the description's funny because it's 40 years old, have four dads with a bod to prove it. That's the title on top. First one, here we go. Looks kind of like Adam Sandler, but not funny. I mean, I don't think I look like Adam Sandler.
Did you pick these?
No.
How did that make the top five?
Eddie picked the nicest ones.
I picked the ones
that went the hardest.
Here we go.
Number four.
Looks like a Walmart brand, Tony Stark.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Dude. This is what they wrote, okay?
We have to have Mike D find the ones that were hardcore. Go
Number
ahead.
Three, why is your mom still dressing you?
All right.
I guess because I have like shorts and a t-shirt. I don't know. Number four, Something tells me he's spoken to Chris Hansen in person.
Now that's funny. That's funny.
There.
I got one of those too. There you go.
You want them to all be terrible?
Okay, here one we go. More.
And the last one. This guy is easily in his 60s. Jerks.
Maybe you're just not that roastable.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, Bones, there's some in there that I can't tell on air.
Yeah.
Like really bad ones.
I guess so. Huh. I'm looking at them now. Oof.
You see one? Do you see one in there that I left out that's not good?
I see like four you left out. That's not
but,
good.
But can you say it?
Maybe. Okay, Lunchbox, give me your top five.
Okay, so the picture of me is in a Harlem Globetrotters jersey, and I said, prom king, still living the dream 21 years later, heading to the court to hoop. Number five, prom king, but homeschooled, was your aunt or sister queen?
Oh, that's a good one, good one.
Number four, the world would be better off if he just went back to 1999 and quarantined himself there.
All right.
Number three, he is apparently still living through his Make-A-Wish Foundation today.
Oh, dang. Go ahead.
Number two, I thought you weren't allowed to use Photoshop for these pictures. Chester here's got the head of a 50-year-old hobo and the body of a 6-year-old.
Chester.
They hit you with the three
body
of them
of
there.
A 6-year-old.
Chester, then the head, then the body. Dang. All right, go ahead.
And number one, I didn't know Chuck Norris was addicted to meth.
Oh,
dang.
There you go. Nice. Well, those are our roasts. We did invite those. We said, hey, let us have it. And so, well, they did.
That was funny.
That last one, the internet is...
No, they're mean.
No, they're funny.
Oh, I don't know.
One about Lunchbox. And what hillbilly backwoods hick town was your buddy prom king?
Okay. Hey, Bones, on yours, I saw one that said... It said, like, I'd really like to say something bad about you, but I really can't. And it said, was it you? Did you post on your own?
Probably.
Yeah, I knew it.
I think I was just getting it going. I don't know. It sounds like something I would do.
That's funny.
It was like, I'd really like to say something bad.
Someone said, you're actually pretty cool looking. Wish I could say more. That was me.
I knew it.
My name is on there. Yeah.
That's funny.
Thank you. Let's do Travis. I was hoping more people would do that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Check out Amy's podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown. What's going on in your podcast this week?
First thing is my pastor. I had him on to talk about white privilege and what he's doing to rally at least our community, and I think others can learn from it to love better and do better. And then I have the author of Why Are All Black Kids Sitting Together in the Cafeteria? And we just have a conversation about race, Dr. Beverly Tatum. And then my friend Brittany, she's on just talking about what it's been like for her life growing up black and different things that have happened to her that would never happen to me because I'm white. And then some self-care tips for everybody because I just feel like it's a stressful time and we're bringing in a lot of information, but if our mind isn't clear, we're not going to take it in properly.
Check it out. Four Things with Amy Brown. That's her podcast. It's doing wonderfully. It's getting so many downloads, so many streams. Look at you.
Taking
the world by storm with your podcast.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
We get these targeted ads on Instagram and Facebook. So Raymundo, our audio producer, is going to read a targeted ad. We have to guess who's getting the target. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Nerdy but chill shirts and a cornhole golf game.
What's the first one?
Nerdy but chill shirts.
Okay.
It was the only two, but apparently they're dorky type shirts that kind of brag that you're also cool.
Okay, and a cornhole golf game. All right.
That's you.
That's you. Nerdy shirts, 100%.
Wait. Yeah. What?
That's you.
I was trying to play it off. I was like, say that again.
What, Ray? I don't understand that.
They're like these button-up shirts that go, are you nerdy but still want to look chill? These are for you.
And why do you get cornhole games?
It's a cornhole golf game. No. So it's golf, and you try to knock the balls into the
thing.
I didn't buy either one of them, but that when I looked
this
morning, we were playing this game, those are the ones that popped up. Okay, next one.
Wine, swimsuits, Amazon Echo Show, and Taco Bell.
Easy.
Well, it's one of the girls, right? Yeah. It's either Amy or Morgan number two.
I'm thinking about Morgan number two.
Oh, it's Amy. I think it's Amy. Wine. Is that right? What are they again, Ray?
Wine, swimsuits, the Amazon Echo Show is a thing where you can, it's basically FaceTime.
Yeah.
And Taco Bell.
I know Morgan loves Taco Bell, though, and she may have Googled Taco Bell.
My Amazon show my dad like every day.
I'm going to go with Morgan number two because of Taco Bell. You guys?
Morgan
Amy.
Number two.
Oh,
we have an Amy.
I thought just because swimsuit season, she's thinking about getting out of quarantine. She's trying to go to the pool, pick up a dude.
Huh. Ray, who is it?
Morgan two.
All right. Next one up.
Photo pajamas, Frigidaire, which is stuff for your home appliances. A good luck sock. Apparently it's the band Kiss and Aerosmith. You can get their socks. And affordable hair loss treatments.
Okay, that's got to be... Oh, it's either Eddie or video producer or Raymundo.
Oh, yeah.
Because he does go to hair loss treatments. It's got to be Eddie, though, with the kiss and the hair loss. I'm going to go Eddie. You guys?
I mean, it could be Lunchbox.
I got Eddie.
Hold on, hold on. What is it again?
Photo pajamas.
That's got to be lunchbox. That's lunchbox. Go ahead.
Photo pajamas.
Frigidaire.
Okay.
Fridges, microwave, stuff like that. Good luck socks.
Got it. It's him, huh? Lunchbox?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Hair loss treatments.
And hair loss treatments.
He doesn't lose hair.
I got Eddie.
I didn't believe.
Could be Ray, too. I'm going to go with...
Okay, it could be Ray.
Oh, wow. We're all going different. Okay, so I'm going Eddie.
Okay.
I got Eddie because I feel like he's one of those families that matches pajamas like on holiday.
What?
Yes.
I'm going Eddie. You're going Eddie.
I go Ray.
Morgan?
I go Ray.
Who is it?
Lunchbox.
Dang it.
Yeah. Oh,
I got it.
You had me
so we're supposed
convinced.
To like fake it and be like.
Why are you getting hair loss
I have
treatment?
No idea.
Are they telling you something?
That's what I'm saying.
It's the future.
Said, we put extensive research into this study and it'll help you keep your hair. And I'm like, do I look
may
like
just
I'm,
be your age.
Maybe. Because it did say the pajama one was like, as you get older, you want to be cool and comfortable in your matching pajamas.
All right, Ray, give me another one.
A neck hammock.
Eddie, I'm in.
DraftKings.
DraftKings. It's Eddie. This is Eddie.
And fish toys for cats.
Oh,
that's Ray.
Ray has a cat.
Ray.
Wow.
Fish toys for cats.
So
Ray.
The neck hammock basically is.
Oh, it's a neck hammock.
So you lay on the floor and it's a hammock for only your neck, not
it's
your
Ray,
body.
Right. The cat
it's
is Ray because it's
yeah. Totally Ray.
The he gambles.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ray. Right?
Ray.
Ray. Ray.
Ray.
And I'm about to buy that fish toy for cats.
Yeah. And then is there's one more left. It's got to be Eddie. What's Eddie's?
Oh, boy.
Spine deck. It's a tool that helps you with your bad back.
Okay, people.
Wait, I haven't gone yet, guys.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it could be Amy.
Pressure washer for your house. Skull-shaped ice cube molds. And low testosterone.
Oh, no.
those dang targets. They're way off on their target.
All right.
And then what was Amy's?
Oh, minor.
Cooking pan, eyebrow stencils, and Be Kind t-shirt.
Well, aren't yours looking
wow, that's so sweet. Amazing.
That was the last three that I got. And I ordered the pan and the eyebrow pencils and haven't gotten the pan yet and the eyebrow... Whatever microblader stencil thingies are awful. Mm. They got me though. I got.
Well, good luck to everyone. And I like when they target me right, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get them, so they might as well target us right.
I got some hair scrunchie thing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Amy, what's going on today?
Oh, just nothing really new. I don't know. I need to figure it out with the kids. Oh, actually, I'm going to record a podcast when I leave here with Annie Downs. Do you know her? Annie F. Downs.
Oh, I've heard her. She's good.
Yeah, she has a podcast called That Sounds Fun, and I'm pumped to be a guest because I listened to it, and I got invited to be on.
Who's Annie Downs?
She lives here.
She lives here.
Oh, okay. She's not like a musician?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
That's cool. You know Annie?
Yeah, I heard a podcast with her a while back. I don't remember which one it was, but she's
big
really good.
She like supports all the things like foster care and all that too. But yeah, so I was invited. I'm like going to be on hers, so I'm pumped. What about you?
I'm going to be on a podcast today.
Oh,
and
look at us.
Me and Bear Grylls are doing one together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Uh huh.
Okay.
For Nat Geo.
Oh.
And so I'm not sure who. I don't really know who it is doing it, but they were like, "Hey, will you be a guest with Bear Grylls and talk about the show and that experience?" And so
that's awesome.
We're doing that podcast.
Cool.
So doing that today. I have a video call with our, by the way, we have a sponsor that's Honey. And Amy, I was like, hey, I'm going to do these Honey commercials. And Amy's like, I use them all the time. Wow. So.
Yeah, Honey. It's the way you get I always, before I buy something, before I used Honey, I would just Google discount code for wherever I was shopping. And sometimes they have codes that are like, you know, summer 2020, and then you get 10, 15, 20% off just for typing in that code. But if you don't know they exist, you don't know, but Honey helps you know.
Mike, this is not a commercial. We're not prepared for this. We put the code up for the Honey for us. But yeah, so I have a call with them because they're coming on to the show, and Amy's a big user of Honey already, and she didn't even know what I was doing commercials before the show.
I had no idea.
She was like, oh, look at that. I use that already. So I'll give you that code in a second if you want to get on Honey. Is that what you say? Get on. How would you say it?
I don't know. I signed up.
Okay, here you go.
For Honey.
Joinhoney.com/bones. Joinhoney.com/bones. If you want to do that. By the way, it always helps us too. Like, we get to stay on the air because you guys listen and because our sponsors,
you guys support our sponsors. So if you do want to do it, be sure to do joinhoney.com/bones because then that helps us. Because they're like, oh, people do listen to that show. And then they're like, well, let's spend more money, then we get to stay on longer. It's, and then we get to hopefully do good bits for you.
Yeah.
It's all good. There you go. I'll probably go to the driving range today. I'm getting closer and closer to beating Eddie.
Yeah. Man, how close? A year? 2 years?
Stop it. You need 5 years to pass me. I just need a few months.
Good luck.
All right, that's the deal. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. I hope you have a good day. Bye, everybody.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number 1, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number 1 thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
So Amy saw the Jeffrey Epstein documentary. Is that true?
Yeah, I started it.
Oh, you haven't seen it all?
I haven't seen the whole thing.
Is it more than one episode?
I think so.
Oh, it's a series.
It said episode 1 when we were watching. I thought maybe it was a movie, but when my husband and I wrapped it, I was like, oh, okay, we're going to keep going with this. But I had listened to all the podcasts, and the same people are in it.
Raymundo, did you watch it all or 1 episode?
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Ugh, it is gross.
Oh, yeah.
I say don't watch it.
Really?
Well,
I mean, it's 4 episodes, all under an hour. You can watch it really quickly. But the one thing you do learn is, wow, this guy was investigated and went to courts and stuff for decades. You just see it when it comes out in the news and thought, oh, it was a couple of years ago. No, he was almost in trouble back in the 2000s. And then it just kept going on, and it shows the court stuff, like, you know, backdoor deals that were happening. And man, but sometimes it turns your stomach.
Yeah. I would say the podcast is the same way. So, but I'm just interested in watching it because I want to put a face to some of this and try to understand more. And because obviously it's happening. Like, it's not like he's the only person out there. I think just because he had power and money and he had the right people that maybe, I mean, I don't know, Ray, did the documentary give more into it than the podcast of like, some of these higher ups maybe had benefited from his young girls he would keep around. And then all of a sudden he could be like, oh, hey, if this case doesn't disappear, I'm going to put this out here. Cause he put video cameras in every single one of his rooms, and he'd video anybody that stopped by his house for a massage.
Do I want to watch this?
You don't. It
sounds terrible.
It's terrible, but I was ignorant to what was happening whenever I didn't even remember what happened to him. Like, that's how little I knew about the case is when I started listening to the podcast. I did not know. I was like, this guy better be rotting in jail right now. I didn't know. I mean, you know, right? You know where he is now, right?
Yeah, dead.
Yeah, like, I didn't remember that. I was not
but
dialed in.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Well, depends on who you ask. But
the cameras went out.
Right. No, I mean, obviously, yeah, I'm with you. But some people would like you to believe that he killed himself. So anyways, I'm just
Are
saying.
Are you whispering?
Because I do feel icky, like Ray was saying, watching it and listening to it. But also, I want to be better informed of what has happened to some of these women and girls, and know that I need the reminder that that's still happening, and it happens right here in America. And I want to be able to know so that I'm reminded to be proactive about trying to not be in denial that it's happening. And again, people,
what do you rate it?
The podcast? Because no, that's all I finished.
I'm not listening to the podcast.
Okay. Well, I rate episode one. It's really good, but it feels weird giving it a rating.
Ray, what would you rate it?
Yeah, these are people's lives.
Rating, but I'm going to say courthouses, 2 courthouses out of 5.
Mm. Oh, that's low.
I mean, I'm just telling you, it doesn't put you in a great mood. No. Why would you want to put yourself in that kind of a place?
It doesn't.
But I felt guilty watching the Ted Bundy stuff. I really enjoyed it, but he was murdering people.
But
is a documentary on how he, I was like, man, I need to see the next mm-hmm. episode.
Oh, that was good. Because
these documentaries make it feel like it's a movie.
I know. What I'll say to Ray's point about that is, Ray, we have to remember the victims are a part of this documentary and their story is finally being told. And some of them, they waited years for this to happen. And so by watching it, even though it is uncomfortable and icky, we're allowing them to tell their story.
Eddie watched the Lance Armstrong documentary, both?
Two parts and quite different from what their documentary was.
Will you make you feel good?
No. You know what, man? Like, we lived in Austin while all this was going on, while Lance was winning Tour de France and all that, and he was on the top of the world. And this documentary basically is just the explanation of his side of the story, you know? And everyone deserves to tell their side of the story, but his side of the story is no different than what we all know, except that pretty much everyone did it. Everyone doped. They were basically saying that to do the Tour de France is...
Why do you say it like that?
Tour de France?
He's like...
I used to call it the Tour de France, but after the documentary, it's Tour de France, guys.
Okay.
What's wrong? What's happening?
And so they compare it like running a marathon 20 days in a row. That's impossible. So they're like, this is not humanly possible, so we had to do what we had to do it and be the best at it. Now, the problem is Lance was obviously the superhero story of all this. So he took the big fall. Now, what he did to everyone else by covering up the lies and blackmailing people.
That's what got him into trouble. It wasn't that he doped. They all dope.
Right.
It's that he made himself a victim. He made other people suffered because of him.
He made other people feel like fools for telling the truth.
And look like fools.
So, I mean, in that case, oh, it's hard to listen to some guy sit there and just tell his story and like, dude, we're not going to feel sorry for you. You lied to all of us.
But do you have a little compassion for him?
No.
Listen, I don't, because you know why? He keeps saying over and over, would I do things differently? No. And I'm like, Lance, this is your time.
Well, at
dude.
Least he's being honest, though, if that's what he's saying.
I get it, but this is your time to say, yes, I wish I can do things over and do it the right way. Because he did beat cancer. It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
He beat cancer, and then he went and rode again. He thought he was never going to ride a bike again. It was a great story, and we all loved him for that. But lie after lie. And then going back and seeing the footage, dude, where he keeps lying, and you're like, you know he's lying, and you watch him. It's like, ah, it's crazy. We all fell for it.
Do you think I'm a little biased anti-Lance because I knew him a little bit?
Yes. And yes.
And he just was not a good guy.
Yes, and he says that.
He does.
He says that. I never had the best reputation.
I shouldn't say know him. Spent time with him, doing things. Mm-hmm. Just wasn't.
Well, so was he admitting he didn't have a good reputation, or he wasn't a good guy?
He'll never say that he wasn't a good guy, but he says that, yeah, no one really liked me because of the things that he did. Mm-hmm. He was very cocky at what he did, and like he showed you.
But what do you rate it?
Oh man. I feel like...
Rate it in testicles.
That's not a bad
okay,
idea.
You're 12.
Hey, Bones, that's
and
not a bad idea.
He lost one of his due to cancer.
Oh, I know. Okay, sorry.
Although his bike shop is called...
Juan Peloto.
Juan Peloto, yeah.
It is? Juan Pelota?
Yes. Yeah. That's that's a really good coffee shop, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
I know coffee shop. Yeah.
I'll do bikes. How's that? Okay. I'll give it 3.5 bikes. Out of 5.
I think we're going to watch that. I think Kayla and I are going to watch that.
It's a good watch. You're going to learn a lot of stuff, but I think for the most part, we already know how it goes.
Do you want to know a bit that we're going to do we didn't do today? If you saw Scuba Steve walking with the pickles before the show, did you guys see that?
We did
I hope
see
that those are not for me.
Will you put the bit up on the screen, Mike? Mm-hmm. We didn't do it today because we didn't have time.
And I told you all the things that I wouldn't do.
I know.
Eddie said, I'm not doing a bit where I cram pickles in my mouth.
I was like, boys, I'm telling you that right now.
And then Bobby said.
And we'll do it on the air. But this here. So here's the story, and this will be a bit we end up doing on the air. And we'll re-explain it on the air when we're on, you know, the broadcast part of the show to people. Because not everybody gets to hear the post show. A Massachusetts man was arrested in Vermont after authorities say he threw a large pickle out of his car window and struck a state employee who was working on the side of the road on Monday. A passenger in a vehicle traveling south on US 7 had thrown a large pickle at the worker, quote, causing him pain. The vehicle in question was tracked down. The suspect, 34-year-old Christopher Hermansdorfer of Williamstown, was cited for simple assault. So I thought we would do is you guys would do a drive-by against each other. There's a set speed. You have to hit the speed, and you're trying to hit a target as driving by, and the winner wins a prize.
That's funny.
I like it.
Pickle throwing car driving bit.
And then we're going to find out, too, if it hurts. Like, if it really hurts.
No, we're going to hit a target. We're not going to hit
each other.
I don't
think you hit a target, but you can.
Oh, you don't want to throw it at each other?
No, I don't.
Because then we'd know, like, hey, this guy's right. It does hurt.
That might be fun to put all you guys out there separately.
But here's the problem. I throw the pickle at Eddie, and he's going to try to dodge it.
No, I promise we won't move. Promise.
You're not. Okay, yeah.
You blindfold, you run the risk of getting hit somewhere.
Hey, it's a risk I'm willing to take with you guys.
With you guys.
Good point, Ray. Good point.
There's that. Someone told me that I'm wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday. Same hoodie. This is the hoodie I had on with Chris Wallace, too.
Oh.
How fun was that interview, by the way?
Great. Enjoyed it.
Me, too. And the whole thing was on the podcast. So if you're listening to this, maybe you heard that. But we did 20 minutes. I think on the radio, it's like 6 happened. But we did 20 whole minutes. It's great.
I already pre-ordered 2 of his books.
Did you?
Or same book, 2 copies.
Hope he sent it to me. Yeah. I will read it. Okay. That's it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I guess we're putting this to the end of the show, right, guys?
Yep, and
anytime we start with something serious, we kind of don't want to put the post-show, pre-show in front of it because,
you know,
it just feels weird. It's like, blah, 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 blah. And then we start the show. Like today, when we come in, and we're fresh off watching the news all night, seeing the events of yesterday. So this is at the end. So now we're done. So goodbye.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.